year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Nechagitel, Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina. The Gemara in Meseches Zvachim and Avtes on the Beis says as follows. Itmar, it was said, Shachta Lishma Lizroik Dama Shalo Lishma. If one slaughtered for its own sake, for the sake of this animal, intending to throw its blood not for its own sake, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Psula, Rish Lakish Amar Ksheir, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Psula. Why? Because Mechashim Lavoda Lavoda, because he holds that regarding the intent not for its own sake, one can effectively intend from one Avoda to another Avoda. So the Shalol Lishma intent that one has during the Shechita concerning the Zrika is effective. V'yalfin and Mechashevis Pigel. And we learn this from Mechashevis Pigel, that the Mechashevah that you have B'Shas Shechita to do the eating of the carbon, or for you to burn it on the Mizbeach, burn the sacrificial portions on the Mizbeach beyond the time, so that's pigel. So for example, the Zrika has to be done the same day. So if somebody has Kavana when he shechs to do the Zrika tomorrow, it's pigel, because Zrika is also one of the things put on the Mizbeach. So you see that the Shechita can, one avoda done with pigel can concern another avoda, Shechita and Zrika. So we say the same thing about Shalol Lishma, that he can have, if he has Kavana to Shech Lishma, but to throw the blood Shalol Lishma, it's puzzle. And Reish Lakish says, K'sher g'zein mechashven l'avoda l'avoda v'lo yalfinan mi'machsheves pigel, and you don't learn from machsheves pigel. V'az du l'tamayim, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish follow their reasoning that was stated elsewhere. The itmar, ha'shechid es ha'behema, if one slaughters an animal, almanas lizrek dama l'avodas kochavim, with intent to throw its blood for idol worship, ulahakdir chel balavoidus kachavim, to burn its fat for idol worship, Rabbi Yochanan amar asura, because mechashvin la meavoda lavoda, v'yalfinan chutz mipnim. In other words, just like mechashvin meavoda lavoda, as we learned before, that the kavana during one service to perform another service for is effective, so, and disqualifies, so here also, Yalfin Chutz Mipnim, we derive the law of outside offerings, in other words, unholy, idolatrous sacrifices, which are brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, from the law of inside sacrifices, in other words, those are brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. Yesh Lakish Amru Teres, because Ein Mechashvin Avoda L'Avoda, you don't intend from one service to another service, v'lo yalfinan chutz mipnim, and we don't derive the law of the outside offerings, in other words, the idolatrous sacrifices, from the laws of the inside offerings, i.e., the holy parts, we don't derive the outside from the inside. So we have no grounds to asur the animal simply because the person intended during the Shechita to do a later avoda for avodah zarah. So the only way an animal can become asur as an idolatrous sacrifice is through actually slaughtering it for idolatry, throwing its blood for idolatry, but not thinking during the Shechita that he's going to. Ad kan midivrei hasugya b'daf tes amid beis, and the beginning of daf yud amid aleph. Later on in yud amid aleph, Rav Ashi also holds k'Rabbi Yochanan that mechashvin me'avoda le'avoda. However, lav mitam me, not for the same reason as Rabbi Yochanan, who learns from Pigel. Rather, he learns from Shinui Bailim. The Gemara there says, Ela Amar of Ashi Hachi Kama. Uma b'makom she'im Amar Hareini Shochet L'Shem Ploini Shehu Kasher. If, in the case of change of owner, where should the Kohen say, I am slaughtering this korban for the sake of so-and-so, i.e., somebody other than the owner, the korban is still kasher. Lizrok damo l'shem ploni pasul. Nevertheless, if he slaughters it with a kavana to throw its blood for the sake of ploni, it's pasul. So if he said that I'm slaughtering it for the sake of, I'm shechting it for the sake of so and so, it's kosher. As we learned on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that a carbon becomes invalidated through intention for change of owner, only if that intention relates to the zrika, when there is kapara for the owner, for all other avodas however. The owner is irrelevant, so if the kohen intends that they be done for the sake of a different person, the offering is kosher. Nevertheless, if he slaughters it with the intention to throw its blood for the sake of so-and-so, it's invalid. That's the standard case of Shalol l'shem baylim, shinui baylim. Makom shim amar hareini shochet shalol l'shman shu pasul. Then in the case of intent, for not for its own sake, of shalol l'shma, where should the kohen say, I'm shechting this korban, not for its own sake, it's invalid. So if where the shechita is shalol l'shman, it's pasul, so then certainly Lizrok damin shelo lishman eino din shei pasul. If he slaughters it with the intention to throw its blood, not for its own sake, is it not logical that it should be invalid? So we see that the laws of lishma are more chamor because they apply even to shechita. Lo lishma by shechita is pasul. So then certainly, if you shecht amanas lizrok, the intention to throw its blood, not for its own sake, then it's certainly going to be invalid. Ad kan midivrei Rav Ashi. Rashi writes, Shachat l'shem ploni kasher, de'ein shinui baylim chol al ha-shechita, de'lo shayich shem baylim el al ha-kapara. Shinui baylim does not chal on shechita, shinui baylim is only on the kapara. And that's like what we said earlier, the Shinui Bailim ain't of a Dalet Avodos. That Shinui Bailim isn't in all four Avodos. Only on the Kapara, only on the Zerika. V'chein Kasva Ataisvis, at the beginning of the Perek, Beis Amar Aleph, Kol Azvachim Shenizbechu, Avoide Kamaisa Nakat, Vodin Kabbalah Baolach of Zrika, Kedekatani Seifa, Vishinu Kodesh Shaykh Bahani Arba Vodas, Kon Oil Shem Shlomim. So you're not allowed to shecht. It's not Oil Balim Shem Chova if you shecht it for the sake of a different carbon, but Shinu Bailim Lo Shaykh El Bezrika. Shinu Bailim is only when it comes to Zrika. Kegon shochet, o mekabel, o molech carbon ruven, amanas lizrok domo l'shem shimen, kedemuchach lekaman bepirkin, daf yud, amad aleph. So shinui bailim is only bezrika. That it has to be shchita, or kabbalah, or halacha of the carbon of ruven, Almanas lizrok damo l'shem shemir has to be zrikas hadam. And if so, that's Rav Ashi saying that lagabe shinui b'ilim we see that even though if he's choshev b'shas hashchita, that he's shochet the carbon for Avruvain l'shem shemen, hare lo nifsal hakarbon mishum kach, the carbon doesn't become pasul if he shechts l'shem shemen, if Reuven shechts l'shem shemen. Why? Because ein machsheves shinui b'ilim b'shchita. Because there's no machsheves of shinui b'ilim of the wrong b'ilim when it comes to shchita. Uvichol zot im b'shas hashchita. And nevertheless, if b'shas hashchita he thinks to be zorek the dam l'shem shemen, it does become disqualified. So we see that it's shaykh to think b'shas avoida achas legabe avoida acheres b'shinui b'ilim. So kol shekein legabe shinui kodesh, that if he thought b'shas shchita that the shchita itself will be shalol l'shem ol l'shem shlamim, it's pasul mishum kach. So b'shchita and shchita itself, there's a machsheves shalol l'shma. So kol shekein shemoil machshavto Mo'ila machshavto shebishas hashchita legabe zrika shelo lishma. Because by shinui b'ilim, that by shchita there's no not such a psul, and nevertheless, efshar lahavir derech shchita machshavas shinui b'ilim lezrika, the shinui b'ilim of shchita can be passed over to zrika by shinui b'ilim. So certainly by shinui kodesh, when and the etzem shchita is already nitfas the psul of machsheves shelo lishma, so certainly when having a machshava, when one does the shchita in order to do the zrika shelo l'shem oso karban shelo lishma, it is certainly going to be pasul gevaldik. Now, explains the Or Avraham as follows, that midivrei Rabbi Yochanan, it would appear that he doesn't hold like Reish Lakish. That if he would hold like Reish Lakish, that efshar lilmod davar ze mishinui b'ilim, that you can learn from shinui b'ilim, that but shinui kodesh you can have from your sheichet. Lishma, amenas lizrok dama shelo lishma. If you can learn that from shinui b'ilim, which is a beautiful kal v'chomer, so why does he have to be marchik limuda? Why does he have to go all the way to the din of pigel? Chora, it's better to learn shinui kodesh from shinui b'ilim than it is to learn shinui kodesh from pigel. Ella, we have to understand why. Lama b'met sover Rabbi Yochanan she'ein l'lmod ma she'mechashvim me'avuda le'avuda midin shinui b'ilim. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan like the limud of Rav Ashi? V'hanerav hazeh she'sover Rabbi Yochanan she'chalukim shnei hadvarim ha'elu echad me'ashini. So there's a fundamental difference. V'haynu shelegabe shinui kodesh, when we're talking about shinui kodesh, the arba avodos hadam are all equal. Sheech shera korban tzarich lekol echad meotam arba avodot. Meotan arba avodot. The legabe shinui kodesh, the arba avodos dam are equal. For the hechsher korban, you need all four avodos. Just like the carbon isn't kosher without zrikas hadam, so too it's not kosher without shchita, kabbalah, and holacha. And there's no adifus legabe hechshar carbon bein zrika l'shar avodas. Sheha korban tzarich lekulam kedei lehechshiro. Ma she'en ken legabe habealim, hare ikar kaparato bekorban, haynu rak hazrika bilvad. Legabe the bailim, the ikar kapara of the bailim and the carbon it's only legabe the zrika. Vishara voidis, shchita, kabbalah, and holacha are only a hechsher lavoidis hazrika ve'akapara shel abaylim. Shekidei sheyuchal lechaper al yidei hazrika, harei shetzarich laotan shalosh avodot hakodmot lazrika. But really, for the kapara, you only need the zrika. The zrika is the ikur, and the other ones are just the hechsher. When it comes to the etzem avoda, the gabi shinui kodesh, all four avodas are equal. But when it comes to shinui bailim, all four avodas aren't equal. V'imken, v'imken, Rav Shalomar, Sherebi Yochanan Sover. Shafilu she'achen matzanu legabei shinui ba'alim. We find by shinui ba'alim that there's a concept of mechashvin me'avod al avoda. In other words, if he does shchita or kabbalah or holacha, almanas lizrok adam shelo l'shem shimon, almanas lizrok adam l'shem shimon. So the carbon is disqualified. Carbon is nifsal in such an instance. Why is that by mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda, by shinui bailim, why is the carbon nifsal? The answer is because these avodas are shaykh to the inyan of zrika, because they are a hakdama and a hechsher for the zrika, and they're shaykh to the zrika, and because of this, a machshava during one of these avodas is going to be effective legabei shinui bailim al hazrika. Because these avodas are all a hakdama for the zrika. When it comes to the bailim, his kapara is for the zrika, that's the ikar for him. It's memela mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. Mashen ken legabe shinui kodesh. When he's thinking shalol l'shma, so there the shechita, kabbalah, and halacha are not a hechsher legabe azrika. Ela shekol echad ve'echad me'osen avodas oimdos bifnei atzman. Each one's independent, and each one of them needs lehechsher a korban b'shava lechavero. So mehechi teisi lani loimar. So why would we think sheim chashav b'shas hashechita sheyatzes azrika shalol l'shma shetoil machshavto b'zeh me'avoda l'avoda? Why should his one machshava be effective for another avoda? Why should we say mechashvin me'avoda l'gol l'gashani kodesh? What does one avoda have to do with the other? They're all on an equal plane. Shema is a kesher yesh bein shchita lazrika. Shrein shchita hechsher lazrika el hechsher la'atzmo. The shchita is not a hechsher for the zrika. Shchita is a hechsher for itself. Because the carbon needs shchita just like it needs zrika. And therefore you can't learn from Shinui Bailim to Shinui Kodesh Shemechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. That's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't accept Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi wanted to learn from Shinui Bailim to Shinui Kodesh. And Rabbi Yochanan says you can't compare the two, as we explain. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that we can learn from Pigol. Because over there, the gabe, we're talking about the hechsher carbon itself. Ve'asher bazeh harei kol adalad avodot shavin hem ve'ena shchita v'chadomech sher lazrika. So there, all four avodas are equal. One is in a hechsher for the other, and nevertheless, we see that if he thinks b'shas hashchita machshev is pigol, in other words, to be zorek is adam chutz lezmano, the shchita is disqualified, and so the carbon. So you see that mechashvin machshev is psul b'gufa korban af me'avoda la'avoda. So therefore the same would apply, says Rabbi Yochanan. If you think a machshev is shelo lishma, me'avoda la'avoda, in other words, if you think b'shas hashchita, lizrok dama shelo lishma, so in such a case, it's going to be disqualified. And Reish Lakish, who argues with Rabbi Yochanan, u'kafi anireh, כך סובר גם רב אשי, היינו משום שהם סוברים שאין ללמוד דבר זה מפיגול. You don't learn it from Pigel. Why don't you learn it from Pigel? Because there, the reason is not because you're machashev me'avoda la'avoda, אלא שמה שמחשבת פיגול מועילה לפסול את הקורבן. Why is machshevet pigul? Passing the carbon when he thinks b'shas shchit is going to do the zrika chutz l'zmano. Haynu kagon mikre shechashav b'shat ha'shchita she'yaseh hazrika chutz l'zmano. Shesham ze lo mishum avodat hazrika shenefsal ze lo nefsal mechamat avodat hazrika ela mishum shehazrika atzma כמו כן נחשבת כאכילת מזבח. וכל עיקר דין הפיגול היינו במה שמחשב בשעת השחיטה לעשות אכילת אדם או אכילת מזבח חוץ לזמנו. So it's not because of the avoidus hazrika that it became pasul, but rather it's because zrika is considered achilas mizbeach, and the whole din pigol is that a person thinks b'shas hashchita that achilas adam or achilas mizbeach should be chutz lezmano. Because even if he thinks b'shas shchita l'aktaras achelev shelo bezmano, it's pigol. Aktaras achelev bevada is not one of the avodas, so it must be that even if he's choshev on zrikas adam, hare ein ze pigol machmas shas zrika have avod. It's not pigol because zrika is an avoda. But rather, it's because of the din achilas hamizbeach. Domei d'aktaras same, just like aktaras same urim. So you can't learn from a chashmi avodah avodah from pigol, because the word of pigol, it's not pigol is an osur because machashmi avodah la'avodah. It's not because you're machashmi from the avodah of shchita to the avodah of zrika, but rather because the zrika is considered achilas mizbeach, but not because it's an avodah. And this is actually Mavur and Rashi over here. The figure says Hashita Mekubetzes. Ein mechashe me'avoda l'avoda b'shelo l'shema d'lo yalfina la mipigol. Thus in mikro machshavtum evile de pigol zohi she'choshe b'shas achas avodas l'hachil adon l'zbeach chutz l'zmano. V'zrik achilas mizbeach, just like we've been saying. That's the tain of Reish Lakish. That the machsheves pigol is not mitzad the avoda sheba, but rather it's because it's achilas mizbeach. However, the Rabbi Yechanan, he holds that even if we say like Reish Lakish that the zrika is achilas mizbeach, but you can also prove machashmin avoda l'avoda, because he holds they're not two separate elements in zrika, one that it's an avoda kol avodas and also that it's achilas mizbeach like aktaras chelev, but be'etzem are zrika avoda hi b'ikar yisoy dina, rak shegeder avoda shebezeh haynu b'mashem machilas hamizbeach me'adam. So it is an avod, and the avod is that he's machil the mizbech of the dam. And the melef, yes, we can see from there, then mechash me avoda la avoda. And you can also learn from there, hu adin, b'choshav b'shas shchita, lasos es hazrika shelo lishma, that it's going to be no good. So, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we saw dvarim nefloim, b'biyur divrei ha'sugya, and b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, I'm really hoping that Hashem gives us the koach and the moch and the simchas chayim to continue in the next shir and to continue sing neflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.